From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The Trump administration has warned North Korea that any threats to the United States or its allies will be met with a, quote, overwhelming military response. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein reports that comments by three administration officials followed Pyongyang's latest underground nuclear test.
After briefing President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence at the White House, Defense Secretary James Mattis delivered a strong message to North Korea about its provocative actions.
We are not looking to the total annihilation of a country, namely North Korea. But as I said, we have many options to do so.
President Trump, in a tweet, called Pyongyang's latest action hostile and dangerous. He said he's considering an economic boycott of any country doing business with North Korea, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he's preparing a new round of sanctions. The UN Security Council is expected to hold an emergency meeting on North Korea Monday morning. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
The mayor of Houston, Texas, Sylvester Turner, wants the world to know that the city is, quote, open for business as it cleans up and assesses the damage from Hurricane Harvey. He said anyone who is planning on a conference or a convention or a sporting event or a concert coming to the city, you can still come. He told CBS Television's Face the Nation on Sunday, we want you to still come. We can do multiple things at the same time. But for many who are in some water-logged neighborhoods, the word from Turner is to get out. He says anyone refusing to leave some neighborhoods is not only putting their own lives in danger, but those of first responders. This is VOA News.